Okay, Yecheskel Perachav Beis, and this is a parak that is the Haftorah in some circles, and some Nahagim for Parshas Kedoshim, some for Achremos, Svaradim have for Achremos, Ashkenazim have it for Kedoshim. This is a parak all about Averis, but it's the opposite of the Kedoshim Tihiyu mitzvah that is pointed out in the Torah. That's what the Radak says in this week's on this Parsha, that a lot of the Averis that are discussed here is the opposite of being having Kedusha, and that's why it's connected to Parshas Kedoshim. Rabbi Breuer points out also that this parak is, as we have had much of the discussion of the Churban about the past, parak Chaf was about the history of sins from the time we left Mitzrayim. This parak is about the sins that are happening now, but it's ultimately a call for tshuva. It's a call that there's still a chance at least to minimize it or mitigate what's going to happen. Says Rabbi Breuer, God was never closer to his people than at the moment when he seemed to have abandoned them to the merciless foe, the doomed city of blood guilt, as this parak calls Yerushalayim, Ir Hadamim, will have a defender even now in this particular prophet. Yechezkel would labor without cease to make the people realize that they had brought this catastrophe upon themselves by their sins, and that God had inflicted this harsh punishment upon them only as part of his work for their spiritual regeneration. Right, it's about tshuva. That is what ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in, as many of the prakim end, as the previous parak ended. Ani Hashem Dibarti, it's Hashem. Hashem is in charge, and he wants us to recognize him. So this parak also focuses on many of the mitzvahs ben Adam l'chavero, pointing out it's not just ben Adam l'makom. This parak also has some ben Adam l'makom sins, but it's a mixture of both, and both of them are needed for a complete, perfect avodas Hashem, and we were unsuccessful in both areas. Vayhi Devar Hashem Elai Lemar. Yechezkel says that Hashem told me, Vata ben Adam, hatishpot tishpot es ir hadamim. Are you going to judge or are you going to rebuke? Here it means rebuke. The Masuda Sion says, Vikuach, when you judge somebody, you have to, and you judge them and you think that they have something to improve in, so you have to rebuke them. So, hatishpot tishpot es ir hadamim, are you going to judge this city of blood? Vodata es kol tova voseha, and tell her all of her abominations. All of her abominations. V'yamarta ko'amar Hashem Elokim, ir shofeches dam betocha. It's a city that sheds blood in it. The Radak says that word betocha is saying two heinous aspects of this. It was a murder that was committed inside the city in front of everybody. It wasn't hidden. Hidden murder is one thing, but in front of everybody, you don't care? He ra'a gedola yoser. That's even worse. And number two, it was full. Betocha, all of it. Kitocha male dam, meruv shvichas damim. So much, rampant murder going on. V'yasta gilulim aleha l'tama. And gilulim, abominations were done l'tama to impurify it. L'tama. What l'tama? The Radak again says, Toma here means other sins. Tomeo shada muzer aleim hei madregos. There are different levels of sins. One level of tumah is just real tumah, tumah's maga. But then there's a tumah chamura mimena, bi'ilos asuros. And there's a tumah chamura mimena, avodas gililim. And that is exactly what this pasuk is referring to. So it says, beferish, shofech hasdam, that's murder, gilulim and latama get into avodas zara and Giliarias. So those are the three big averas that were committed, and the Radak on this pasuk is where he says v'chein b'torah amar v'hefech kedoshim tiyu. Right, and this is what the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yuma, that the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed for the big three, among other sins, as we read in this parak. But at least those. That's what the Gemara says in Yuma Daftes Mikdash Risha b'bnei Macharav b'bnei Gimel Dvarim Shahayuba Avodazara Giliarayas Vishvichas Damim. And then Psukim quoted from elsewhere in Tanakh. What about the second base of Migdash? Shayaoskim Batarva Mitzvah Svigilas Khasadim Ibrahima Kharav Sinaschina. Sinaschina, but that's the Gemara, and part of it partially based on this pasuk as well. Why is it called Ir Hadamim, the city of blood, out of all the Averis? Did all the Averis. So the Radak notes that there's something unique about murder in terms of sins. Afal pishay se'ir gilulim v'to'evos acheros. It did all the sins. Ha'avon agadol u'shvichas damnaki. Murder is the one that's zeroed in on. V'chein amar v'menashe. Menashe did all the averis. But what does it say in Malachim Beis? V'gam damnaki shafach menashe. That is what he is held accountable for. It is a unique avera. The Rambam says this in Hilchos Rotzeach. The Rambam writes, there are many averis, but murder is unique among averis. V'yenos in davar zeh l'shar muchuv v'mises bezdin. We don't create a jail, what's called a kippah in halacha, for other mises bezdin. Ela im nischay misam amisa noso v'meno chay misa potru noso. Either punish him or you set him free. But by murder, not. Afal b'sheish avonos chamur mishvichas damim, even though per se there might be a sin greater in terms of punishment, ein bohen ashchasas yishuvo shalolam k'shvichas damim. There is no greater destruction of the fabric of society more than murder. Afilu avodizara v'ein sarach lomar arayos ochil shabbos einon kishvichas damim. It's not the same. She'elu avonos hein me'avir shein adam lakadosh baruch hu. These are between man and God. Avos shvichas damim me'avir shein adam beinola vein chavero v'choshi mi sheyesh biyado avon zeh harayhu rasha gamur. A murderer is a rasha gamur. V'ein kol ha'mitzvah she'asa kol yomav shkulin kineged avon zeh. All the mitzvahs that he did in his life are not shakul. V'lo yatzilu osom anadin, and it won't save him. That is the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach. The Maariz Chaya says maybe the Rambam gets that from the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin that Aaron HaKohen, after the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu was confronting him and saying, "What happened? What'd they do to you? You know, how is it possible that you allow this?" And he said, "I saw," according to Chazal, "I saw Chur get killed. Vayiven mizbeach lefanav, vayiven mizavuach lefanav. I saw my nephew Chur get killed. I didn't want them to kill me. So I said, better that they do avodah zarah. Better that they do this." So it's a little remez. So it's, what avodah zarah is worse, is better than murder, says the Maariz Chayis. Maybe it's based on this Rambam, where the Aaron HaKohen said, "Mutav tilavdu le'egel, efshar davile takata b'tshuva." There's efshar, they have a takana b'tshuva. When it comes to murder, there's no takana. The Rambam also, in Hilchas Mila, the end of Perek Aleph, discusses a child, a suffolk, whether it's a good idea to mal him or not. The Rambam says, "Vitzarech lizar bedvarim elu harbe." You have to be very careful about all of these halachos, says the Rambam. The ein molin ole yelad she'ein bo shum choli, she'sakanis nefashes doche esakol. The efshar lamul achar zman, pikuach nefesh is doche akol. You could be Mao later on. The EF Shalahachzir Nefesh Echad mi Yisrael La'olam. You can't bring back a life. You could do Mila later on, you can't bring back a knife. The Rambam is very strong about this in a number of different sources, and this is what he said. I once heard of Asher Weiss also say, Rahman al Islam, let's say you have a situation like this. The Gemara doesn't really talk about it, but maybe this Rambam and this Gemara Sanhedrin is a little remez, that what if somebody comes to a rabbi and says, tomorrow I'm going to be forced to do one of the big three Averis. I know I'm not going to be able to stand up strong. I'm not going to be able to violate. I'm going to be able to violate. Which one should I do? Which is the worst? So he suggested, even though the big three are the big three, he suggested the most chamur is shvichas damim. Based on many of these Rambams, and based on Seichal Yashar, that's what he assumed. But either way, that's what the Radakir says, that even though the Yerushalayim did all the sins, it's called Ir Hadamim. Continuing, Pasuk Dalet. B'damech asher shafacht Hashem. Through the blood that you spilled, you are guilty. Meaning, realize it's not me, says Hashem. It's your averus. U'begilulayach asher asit tamit. V'atakrivi yamayach. You brought these days close, v'atavo ach nosayach, till the days of your punishment. Alkein nisati cher palagayim. You, the Radak, as he said earlier, says this is the opposite of what it's supposed to be. What's supposed to happen? Dvarim perachavches, v'ro kalame eretz, gishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaro mimecha. People will be in awe of us. People will see us and be inspired. And this is the opposite that's going to happen. The chil Hashem that's going to happen. We're going to be a disgrace. The kalasol chol ha'aratzos. Hakrovos v'rechokos mimech yiskal subach. Everybody will you and scoff and use you as a marshal, but look what their God did to them. Temeas Hashem Rabbas Hamahuma, and not only everybody, he named Nesia Yisrael, the kings, the princes, Ish Lizroa Hayubach. They all were interested in their own power. Rashi says, Kol de Olim Gvar, Laman Shvoch Dam, and they didn't stop even at murder. Of the aim. Hey Kalubach, even basic mitzvos like Bein Adam La Bein Lachavero, basic Kibbutz Ave'ein, the Radak says mitzvos that we don't even have to command. Siper Lahem and Averis Achamuros, Shahayu Bahem, Visharoy Lachal Adam Larchikam, Afilo Hishira Aleim Torah, basic mitzvos like Kibbutz Ave'ein, we weren't fulfilling, says the Pasuk, and based on the Radak. La Ger Asu Ba'oshek Besochech, they took advantage and oppressed the Ger, as the Gemara in Bava Metzia says, that there are so many times, 36 times or so, that the Torah warns us about taking care of the Ger. They did the opposite. Yasom Ba'almana Honubach, they took advantage of those who were vulnerable, the orphans and the widows. Kadashai Bazit, you were mevazis or mixing in. That pasuk was Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, now we're back to Bein Adam L'Makom. Kadashai Bazit, you were mevazah, you disgraced my karbanos. The Radak here quotes the pasuk in Malachi, that when we wanted to bring karbanos, what did we bring? We brought the cheap ones, the sick ones. V'avesem gazul v'sepiseach v'sachole, v'kolzeh derech bizoyon. Even when we did the mitzvah, so we brought a karban, we did it in a mevuzah way. And it's exactly how, if we do it in that way, that's following Kayin. It's following Kayin, and that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in. It's a beautiful Rambam. The Rambam interestingly, mysteriously, never quotes the concept of hider mitzvah, of beautifying a mitzvah. Zekeli mianveyu, esna elefant of mitzvos. The Rambam never quotes that. Maybe he holds that it's just a mitzvah chasidus, but the Rambam does quote something similar. The last halacha in Hilchas Isurei Mizbeach, the Rambam quotes, in the context of, you can bring a korban mincha from all different types of flour, says the Rambam, u'me'achar shakulan k'shir l'menachas slama nimnu. Since you can bring them all for all these types of flowers, you can bring for a carbon mincha. So why do we have to have a list? Kadei leida yafe she'en lamale mimenu v'hashava v'apacho. So we know what the best, the medium, and the worst. Sharotza lezakos atzmo yakuf yitzro hara. Because the person who wants to be mezake himself, to give himself merit, should conquer his yitzahara v'yarchiv yado v'yavi karbanu min hayafe ha'meshubach b'yoser sheba oso amin she'yavi mimenu. You should bring the best. You should bring the best. Hariu Nomar Batora, and the Rambam quotes Vehevel Hevi Gamhu Mi Bechoro Sono Umichel Behen Vayisha Hashem El Hevel Veil Minchaso. Hashem turned to Hevel because he brought the best. Vehu Adin, says the Rambam. This is what we call a refrigerator Rambam, to put on the refrigerator. Vehu Adin Lachol Davar Shu Hashem Hakel Hatov Shehev Ben Hanoi Havatov. Everything we do for Hashem should be from the best. Imbana based fila, ye noami base yeshivoso. Hechul ra'ev, ya achil minatov. Vahamatokshe b'sholchano. You feed somebody, give him the best. Kisa arum, yechasa minayafesh b'chzuso. Hikdish davar, yakdish minayafesh b'nachasa. Vachenu omer, kol chelev, lashem. All the best should be for Hashem, and that is the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach. That's exactly the opposite of what Klal Yisrael did at the time of the Churban. Kadashai Bazit, we're Mevazeh. We disgrace the Karbanis by bringing the lame. Veshabsosai Chilalt, and as was mentioned earlier, we did not keep Shabbos, which is made of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bitachon, our Bitachon in Him. And again, they're stealing. They think they're going to make more money by stealing and oppressing, and they're not keeping Shabbos. Anshei Rachel Hayubach Laman Shvoch Dam, and people took advantage of each other. Bilaharim Achlubach, you went to the mountains to do Avodah Zarah. Ervas Av Gilobach, Tmeyas, Hanida Idubach, all the Averis of Arias. In this parak, we have Averis of Mammon, Averis of Arias. It was all a confused a life full of sin. Vishas Reo Asa Toeva, Vishas Kalaso Time Bizima, Shochan Lachubach Laman Shvoch Dam. Neshek v'tarbis lokach, they took interest, v'tavatzi rei ayach ba'oshek, v'osi shachachat, no'um Hashem alokim, you forgot me. Hashem is saying, I'm behind all these mitzvahs. I'm behind the Beit HaMachaveira, I'm behind Beit HaMakom, and you forgot me by violating all of these averos. Good, continues the, actually just one line, neshek v'tarbis, Radakir points out that it means the same thing. Neshek and Tarbis. The Gemara talks about different focuses of the words, but the Gemara here, the Radak here says it's used really as synonyms. The Tosfos, there's a Tosfos at the beginning of Ezeo Neshek, where you would think it would be, at the beginning of the parak all about interest, where the Gemara talks about why does it say Neshek and Tarbis, so you violate two others. V'yim Tomar, yes, Tosfos, Lama Shina Balashin, Lichto, Tasbech, Lositein, B'Neshek, V'Neshek, Lositein, Achlecha. Why does it use two different words? Right, it's the same averai, so use the same word. V'yishlamar, beautiful Tosfos. Kivan shehutzrach shnei lavin, urche dekra, lichtov lashen mishune, shehu na'e yoser. It's poetic license. Make it beautiful. The Tosfos is saying, lishita, see, it's the same thing. But even if it's the same thing, sometimes the Torah will use it for poetic beauty, different words. Continuing, v'nehi kasi kapi, Hashem says kaviyachal, I clap my hands, I'll bitech asher asis, because for all of the stealing that you did, v'aldamech asher hayu besochech, and all the blood, hayamud libech, you think your heart's going to stand up, v'techazakna yadayech, l'ayam asher ani osa osach, what I'm going to bring on you, you think you're going to be able to handle it? Pasuk tezvav, v'afitzosi osach bagayim, I'm going to spread you out, v'zeirisi baratzos, v'hatimosi tumasech mimech, your tumah will be removed from you, meaning the Malbim says, you're going to do tshuva. There's going to be a good ending to this, but not so fast. V'nichaltbach le'enei goyim. That's a tough word to translate. What is v'nichaltbach? Rashi. Tis chal tali ba'atzmech almasha asit. Right? Rashi says it is a lashon of techolas, to be sick. Right? The Radak says nachalas, nachlasi, my heritage. What do you mean, my heritage? Explains the Abarbanel. Because people will see the punishment that Am Yisrael is receiving and they'll know it has to be from a God who's in charge of them. Because this is not normal. So, it says, you're going to be amongst the Goyim and they will recognize. V'nichaltbach le'nei Goyim. The Goyim will realize that this is the, we are the Nachla of Hashem. The Radak also quotes maybe a lashon of Chilul. Chilul Hashem. Okay, but everybody will know ultimately v'yadat kiri Hashem. V'hidivar Hashem elayim mar. Now we have a mashal. Hashem says, what is he going to do? He's going to bring us all, just like if there is impurified metal, it has to be purified by putting it back into the kiln, into the fire. Bnei Yisrael have become impurified. We started off as silver, as the Radak says here, but now we've become the dross, the psoles of the silver. Ben Adam, hayu li beis Yisrael l'sig. We're all just dross. Kulam, nechoshes, bedil, barzel, feres. Betoch kur sigim kesef hayu. It's all the psoles of the kesef. We used to be much higher, but this is what we are now. Lachid kamar Hashem Elokim. Hashem says, Yane is kolchem l'sigim. Because you're all dross, I'm going to make it simple. I'm going to get you all. I'll talk to you, Shalayim. I'm going to bring you all into one place. I'm going to burn you and purify you. Kavutzas kesef, unachoshes, ubarzel, vioferes, ubedil, otoch akur. I'm going to bring you all together. Lafachas alav esh, lahatich, to melt you down. We're going to be melted down in order to be built up again. Kin ekmots ba'apiu v'chamasi. V'nachti v'tachti eschem. I will leave you. I will melt you. V'kinasti eschem, gather you in. I'll blow into you fire. Right? This is the process that Hashem is going to try to purify us through this process. There is a psikta. The psikta quotes our pasik. The psikta notes in Yirmiyo. The psikta says in Parshas Naso, on the pasik, Vayhi Amakriv. Lafisha Yirmiyo Amar Kesef Nimas Karulahem. Yirmiyo called us disgusting silver. V'yecheskel Koryo. So Sigim and Yecheskel called us dross. Shenem our pasik. V'yili basis or lasig. But Zacharya V'yamar. Zacharya called us in Perek Dalid. V'yim Menoras Zahav Kula. As we said in the last year, that Zacharya saw everything in the mashal. And he saw a golden menorah. So we went from silver to the dross of silver back to gold. And the Zacharya continues. Kulach Yafar Yasi Mumein Bach. What is the pshat of the psikta? It says the Eim Habanim Smecha. Says Rav Teichtel. It's in, on page Reish Mem Zayin in the Hebrew edition. Ubedevi Rabbeinu Anal Shal Klalas Yisrael Ein Shum Pagam. When Hashem looks at Klal Yisrael as a whole, there's never any stain. Vehem Bikdushasam Kais Adam Al Har Sinai. We're like at Har Sinai. V'tzurasam Chakuka Bekisei Kvodu Yisbarach. V'im Tamid Ba'ava Lefei Hashem Yisbarach. Even if we're not Osim Ritzono Shomakom. The only problem is, when Hashem looks at us in private, singularly, there's a lot of problems. When we're together, we're not. That's what Zechariah means. When it comes to Yirmiyo and Yechezkel, they're talking about personal, individual Jews. Look what everybody did. But what does Zechariah say? You're all like gold. Kulach yafarayasi, when you're all together. When you're all together, v'klalas Yisrael be'emes ein aleim shum pagam v'lo sig k'shehem be'bechinas kulech k'shem nechlalam b'klal echad k'mosha menorah meramezes alseh, just like the menorah is merames to it. So again, that's what we have to remember. All of these prakim, all of these averis are because Hashem is punishing us because of individually what we deserve. But when Hashem looks at Klal Yisrael as a whole, He still loves us, and that is why He brought us back. He didn't just destroy us and break the covenant right there. So the psukim continue. Pasuk Chav Gimel. Vayidvar Hashem elai le'mar ben Adam and Marla, say to the land, At eretz lo metaharahi, you are a land that is not pure. Lo gushma b'yom zam. You are not full of rain on the day of anger. What does that mean? Rashi quotes the Targum. You're not full of mitzvos. Rain is the schar for mitzvos. Vayim shemoa tishmu. So you're not full of mitzvos. The Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, darshins from this pasuk, at least according to one daya, machlokes, whether the mabul took place in Eretz Yisrael too. So that's a machlokes. That's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, says the Gemara. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says in Shem Mikra Decha Darshu Ben Adam, quoting our pasuk, Lo Gushra B'Yom Zam, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Savar Atzmuei Kametamakra Eretz Yisrael Milo. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Rabbi Yochanan Savar Atzmuei Metamakra Eretz Yisrael Milo Mitahara. Isn't it purified? At Klum Yardu Alech Hashem B'Yom Zam Reish Lakish Savar Kepashte Eretz Lo Mitahara. It's not a pure land. At Milo Yardu Alech Gimel Hashem B'Yom Zam. Didn't it rain? So Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish had to read the pasuk related to the mavel. Viter Kasher Nevi Abatocha. You have a mischievous and evil group of false prophets. Kari Shoeg Torev Teref, like a lion that just grabs Nefesh Achala. They eat people. They kill people. Chosen Mikar Yikachu. The beauty of Yerushalayim has been taken. Kohanei Chomsu Torasi, the Kohanim have stolen the Torah. Chamsu Torasi. Chamsan. Rashi says, because they're supposed to be teachers. Hayalochiach lohoros, lodiachol gomishpat. And they're not being teachers. The Rinas Yitzchak says beautifully, why is it chamsu? They stole? We know the Gemara tells us that a non-Jew is not allowed to be osik batorah. Tosfos in Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel asks, what in this special pasuk for us, the Isser, for us to teach them Torah? Maybe just say, right? They're not allowed to learn Torah, and then if we teach them, it's lifnei iver. But the Gemara Chagiga Yud Gimel quotes a separate pasuk. Lo asochei lo hagoi. Ask the Turi Evan on that Tosfos, since the whole yesod of an akum learning Torah is gezel, that's why he can't learn. But if we give it to him, what's the problem? We give us the problem, says the Turi Evan. One person can't give for anybody else. Mo Rasha means it belongs to everybody. Dover shall shudfis, says the Turi Evan, says the Shagas Aryeh. Shinasan echad meyam la'acher l'shtameish is gezel unless you have permission of all the partners. So Torah is partners among all the Jews. So says the Ridas Yitzchak, that's what's going on here. The Kohanim have this Torah, partners, they're supposed to do their job in the partnership. Their job in the partnership is to teach, and they aren't teaching, and therefore they have violated the terms of the agreement. What else? Ve'yichalu kadashe bein kodesh l'chol lo evdilu, bein tamei v'tar lo hodiyu, kodesh chol, tamei tar, they didn't even keep anything, u'mishapsosa helimu ineyem v'eichal besochem, I have become michulal. Sareha bekirba kize'evim. Right, and not only we said before the mushel of a lion, they're like wolves. Kizaevim tarfei taref lishpoch dam, to spill blood, labi defash, just to kill people. In the Malbim says here, a lion kills in order to eat. A wolf kills tam. A wolf kills tam just because that's what a wolf does, even if they have no plans to eat. If you look at Rabbi Slifkin Sefer on animals, in the encyclopedia, he writes, the phenomenon of wolves killing many more animals than they could eat is well documented. He quotes many examples of where wolves killed and they only ate a little bit and they didn't have any kavana to eat. But that's the mashal here. Kizaevim tarvidar, they killed for no reason. Unaviyah tachulahem tafel, and their false prophets built up a building for them without any cement. It's going to fall down, meaning false views. Ama aretz ashku oshev gozel, the priests, the neviim, the regular people, the nation. Everybody was involved. And Hashem says, I look for somebody. Avakish mayim, ish goder goder. I look for tzaddikim. I look for people to be malamed zchus. I didn't find anybody. I will pour out my wrath on them, and they will know that I am Hashem. That takes us through Perachav Beis here in Yecheskel. Again, a lot more messages that we can learn for our day.